Penguin Random House Audio presents Bullies of Friendship. This is the author, Alex Abramovich. People who are powerless make an open theater of violence. Don DeLillo. Chapter 1. The only pictures I tacked up over my desk, or anywhere else in the house, during my first year in Oakland, were old, black-and-white photographs of Abdo Allen's decommissioned Sherman tank. After a few months, I photocopied three of the photos, folded the copies up, and tucked them into my wallet. That way, if some out-of-town friend were to ask me, "How did Oakland get to be so fucked up?" I could start with some history, show them some pictures. The question came up a lot that year, which was also the year of Cairo's Tahrir Square and New York's Zuccotti Park, and the first time in decades that Oakland, a working-class city on San Francisco Bay, became a fixture in the national news cycle. It was the year of Occupy Oakland and the Black Muslim Bakery murder trials, the year that Harold Camping's Oakland-based family radio ministry predicted the end of the world twice, while Oakland's murder rate, already one of the nation's highest, ticked upward. It was the year that the New York Times picked Oakland to be the world's fifth most desirable place to visit, something about upscale cocktail bars turning once gritty Oakland into an increasingly appealing place to be after dark, placing the city higher on the list than Glasgow, Moscow, and Florence. This was news to the city's residents. Though Oakland did have good bars, and the local cops were so overwhelmed that if you steered clear of the...